This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, April 21st, the final word. Our reading comes from Jonah chapter 4. But to Jonah this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? This is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his discomfort, and Jonah was very happy about the plant. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" "It is," he said, "and I'm so angry I wish I were dead." But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?" When I was studying in seminary, we had a worship leader who frequently began our time of prayer together with the words, "O God, we thank you that you are God and that we are not." As a worshiping community, it helped us to recognize that if we were in charge of making decisions with eternal consequences, we couldn't be relied upon. We are too short-sighted and distracted by our own self-interests. It's a good thing that Jonah wasn't allowed to call all the shots. God had called him to warn Nineveh to repent of their wickedness, but Jonah did not want them to repent. He wanted God to destroy them instead. They were Israel's enemies, and Jonah did not want God to show compassion toward them. Jonah had not yet learned that God can pursue, forgive, and bless anyone. The leafy plant that grew might have been a castor oil shrub that can quickly grow up to 12 feet and bring relief with its broad, shady leaves. But what a strange turn of events it was when God caused the plant to wither. Jonah's reactions revealed his own selfish concerns, and God exposed Jonah's shallowness. Jonah actually cared more about the shade from the plant than he cared about the people of Nineveh. The Lord, however, showed mercy and grace. Aren't you glad that God is God and that He shows mercy to us too? Pray with me. Lord, our God, you alone can determine the way things should go. Teach us to be conduits of your mercy and grace for others. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.